This is Malin's Slice of Life podcast for Monday, May 29th, 2006. And before I begin the podcast, which is called The A-List, I would like to send a heartfelt thank you to the men and women who are serving and who have served our country so bravely throughout the years. Okay, a couple of things. First, I would like to thank Ms. Maria Rios and Ms. Hope Pavenmeyer for helping me with this podcast. Next, I'd like to say that podcasts cannot be and will not be rushed. When an idea comes to me, it kind of washes over me, and then I have to do it. Until then, well, I'm stuck in podcast limbo land. And I refuse to do just anything. So, as I was waking up one morning this week, I have no idea where this came from, but I got this idea. I said, oh my gosh, okay, wait. Autofill AVG ABC. Oh, wow. And I could call it the A-List Plus. Now the plus, you'll find out at the end, where Mr. Eric Randolph sort of gives his, I guess his bio or something, his little career cast or something, whatever. It's his first podcast, and I insert it here with great pleasure. So, after Autofill, ABC, and AVG, not necessarily in that order, you will hear Mr. Eric Randolph. Also, I'd like to thank Hope for the music, which should be underlying the beginning of this podcast, if I've done my job correctly. Contact information. You can go to the blog page, or the podcast page, really, which is superlin.libsyn.com. You can also email me at superlin@earthlink.net. And, of course, you can call the comment line, folks. Did you hear that loud and clear? All right. The comment line, which is 206-600-6259, as Maria pounds something into the wall. Or whatever she's doing. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the A-List. This, folks, was just plain fun. It is not by any means a strict tutorial. They are just demonstrations. And we had a lot of fun doing them. There you go. As I turn the chime off on my watch. Anyway, I'm not quite sure which I'm going to put in first, but here we start the A-List. Okay, you know, I always have something to come back with, but I have to tell you that Hope played the music in an impromptu basis on Maria's apartment keyboard. It is a full-size keyboard. It's really, let's say it's not vintage technology quite, but, it has a cool recording feature and everything like that, but the sounds are, it's not her Alesis, it's not Hope's Alesis by any means, but it is what we had and what we used, so I thank her. Okay, in keeping with the A-List, we're going to actually start at the beginning of the alphabet, literally. Because this is called, or this program that we're just going to demonstrate, is called ABC Amber. And it's ABC Amber for Outlook Express. Now, folks, it's not that I've gone into huge, detail of scouring the website and so forth. I basically use this program to transfer or to convert
the mail in Outlook Express to HTML. And for those of you who have the book port, you know that the HTML can be put on the book port. However, there are approximately nine formats to which you can convert your mail. You are not tied to HTML by any means. I use the program Simply in its most, you know, basic form to basically take the mail, select it all, and put it into HTML format so that I can then move it to my larger hard drive or to the book port or whatever. But you can, you know, I believe it's from processtext.com, and if I remember, and if Hope Pavenmeyer and Maria Rios, who will be doing this demonstration, remember, we'll get the website for you. Okay, so on to ABC Amber. Hope?
I am at the desktop.
Okay. You need to find the icon for ABC.
Outlook Express dialog. Oops. Error page. Some errors occurred while processing the requested
ad. Hold on just one second.
Please review the list of errors below for more details. Close button to activate. Press space bar. Alt T.
Demonstration.
Space.
Very.
Desktop.
Oh, oh no. Speaking of informalities.
Take the phone off and just leave it off right
now. Oh, my documents.
A,
ABG free.
Not ABG.
A, ABC Amber. Outlook
there
Express.
There you go.
Alrighty.
Now, you want to enter. Are you still recording?
Yes.
You want to enter?
Enter.
On ABC.
Splash form.
Now, it's going to say splash form and...
Welcome to ABC Amber Outlook Express Converter. Thank you for using ABC Amber Outlook Express Converter. We are glad that you chose our product. We will do our best to keep you satisfied with our products and services.
Now,
did you know that since
V1.3... You can actually control key that.
Okay.
Now, if you can totally just tap...
Tool?
Tab. Do not display this dialog on start checkbox not checked.
You
the
can
check
actually
space bar.
Check that checkbox. Because it's just telling you thank you.
Space checked. Tab. Close button to activate. Press
space
bar.
That?
Space it?
She did already.
Oh, you spaced it. Okay, yes. Go to your close button and enter. And I think you're on close.
I think
so
I am.
Enter. ABC Amber Outlook Express Converter V4.15. Tab to switch pages.
Now,
press control tab.
This is going to give you a tree view of all of your folders. If you have message rules set up and any other folders you might have created in your inbox using Outlook Express, it will display those and you can pick and choose various messages, or all messages in the folder that you would like to convert and or save. So, you're now, you can down arrow because I believe
okay.
that you are in...
Well, it didn't do a thing. It didn't say anything.
Tab or shift.
Try to tab for it.
Tab, HTML radio button
okay.
check, 41 to 43,
this
to
is,
change the selection.
This is an
It's a radio button?
Well, it's several.
There are like
45 radio buttons that you
yeah.
can have your email saved. These are the formats.
I said nine, folks, and it's really five times that many.
45, literally.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was good math. Okay, so you can tab again.
Tab, save as button to activate, press space bar all day.
You probably have uh-huh. to tab.
But, well...
Where am I going to?
You're going to retrieve you.
Tab, one email, one document, tab.
Okay,
wait,
very important.
Right here.
Shift tab.
Tab, one email, one document, checkbox not checked. The checkbox space bar.
This actually determines a lot. Now, if you would like all of the emails that you save, if you, you know, because you're going to select more than one, if you would like them all in one document and you would not like to, you know, have them separated into files, then you don't want to have this checkbox checked. However, if you would like your messages separated, and I believe, you know, and for use of, you know...
Ease of use.
Yeah. You might want them separated. Because, and I can't even see where not separating them would be good.
I can't either, actually.
Except for me.
Except
you can see where you would want them all.
No, except that I have all of my... Not all of my, like all one folder in one, is that what you mean?
No.
Oh, actually, all the messages
let's put it
in
this
one
way.
Document.
Yeah, how would you like all of your inbox messages to be in one long file.
Can you imagine all of BC to be in one long file?
Exactly. It's like digest mode.
It's the truth. It's basically, that's exactly what it is. Now, you know, it gives you the, you know, links to the various messages, mm-hmm. but this is if you're looking at it, I can see, I guess, on your computer, if you're looking for a specific message and you don't want to go through
10,000
messages, you know, you can just press, go to your links list or however that works in Windows and press the first left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, you want to check this checkbox because you want your messages to be separated.
I think it is. Let me see.
One email, one document, checkbox not checked.
No.
Check. Okay.
You want space,
check.
Bar?
Okay.
Excellent. Now,
tab to the tree view.
To the tree view.
App conversion based on app. List view, 0 items. To move to item, mm-hmm. app. Tree view, vision
there
connection, 27 to 45. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
27 or 45.
You could probably type the first letter of the folder that you want to...
Review NHNE 1 to 45. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. ABC Amber Outlook Express Converter V4.15. Review
okay.
NHNE.
Alrighty.
Now this is, you need to shift tab here.
Shift tab. List view. Not selected NHNE news list. News 1/3 of you. S.
Now,
adults diabetic. 1 of 900.
Entire folder. You can do a Control A for select all.
Okay. And I will do that.
NHNE news. News list. News 1/3 of you. S. Adults diabetic. NHNE news. News list. News.
You can stop right here and say it. Because it'll stay right here. And now, folks, what we need to do is we're going to create a folder on the desktop because, really, I mean, there's a little advanced preparation here that you really should do. But it's fine because the messages will stay selected beautifully right here.
Okay.
So let's do a Windows T.
Windows T.
Windows D. List view ABC Amber Outlook Express Converter.
Excellent.
16 of 39.
Let us do a Control Space Bar.
Control Space.
Let's do application. Application.
Applications. Context menu. Arrange icons by submenu to move through
up
items.
Arrow.
Press up or down. Properties.
And one.
New submenu.
New submenu. Enter.
Enter. Folder.
We want a folder. We're going to enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Edit. New folder. Type in text.
We're going to type in NHNE mail or whatever you so desire, Maria.
N. Caps lock on.
H-N-E. I think that's enough.
Great.
It's explicit.
Concise.
Yes.
Very concise.
Yes.
Okay.
Succinct. We're going to enter. All
list
three of us have to give three
40
different
40
words.
To move the arrow keys.
So they all wear a thesaurus.
Right.
Alt back. Alt tab back,
yes.
To the...
Alt tab. ABC Amber Outlook Express Converter
V4.15.
Okay. Now, since your messages are already selected... You want to do an Alt A for Save As. You can also, if you feel like tabbing to the Save As button, you can, but really...
Alt A is fine for me.
Alt A. Browse for folder dialog. Please select the folder in which emails will be saved as separate files. Tree view. ABC Amber Outlook Express Converter open. Three items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
For some reason, it took you into the program directory.
But we can...
But you can totally...
Press N, I think, and we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
N?
Yep.
Yeah.
N, level 4, net meeting, 38 of N, new tech and class systems closed, 39 of 61. N, level 1, NHNE, 6 of 8.
There we go.
There it is.
Now you can enter.
Enter.
And there's a little progress bar, which, yes, folks, can be read with the JAWS cursor. If you have a small amount of mail, by the time you press the JAWS cursor, it's going to be gone. But if you have a large amount, as you have here, you can fool around with your rooting JAWS to PC or something.
JAWS to PC.
Well,
processing document.
There you go.
Processing document. Please wait a minute.
Also.
Elapsed time. 0 minutes, 27 seconds.
27 seconds. Okay. Also?
If I might add something here.
You certainly might.
Thank you.
Easy cursor.
With certain... I think it's JAWS 7, maybe even 6.2.
NHNE,
I'm not
folder
even sure.
List.
Because I can't remember when the percentages option... in the verbosity dialogue came about, but it will read the percentages, you know, of the, you know, saving of the, you know, say 16%, 20%, 40, until it's saved. So those of you who have 7 and above, or 6 and above, maybe.
Well, this is 6, and I don't hear it doing it.
It stopped.
Okay.
It finished. It went out, and
now.
I had almost 1,000 messages in there.
You see, it works quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, where do you wind up, Hope?
And so you end up in the NHNE folder.
Yeah.
Not selected attached, 1 of 939.
Oh! That's, okay, this is another part of ABC. Abe, if you happen to have attachments, I should probably let you say this because you're kind of...
No.
But I found, if you have attachments in emails that you would like to back up, it actually creates a separate folder for you within the folder that you're saving the messages into. And it just calls it attach, and it saves all the attachments in one folder.
Oh my, okay.
Excellent. And now we'd like to just mention a few things about the installation that we found in installing it on Maria's computer.
It's kind of strange.
Yes. Folks, it's a regular install with the wizard and everything. No problem. JAWS reads it just fine. The important thing is you're going to receive a download from the creator I think it's the creator of the software or someone who has some... The creator. Well, wait
that.
A minute now.
I choose to buy it,
right? Right.
Because there is a free trial.
Oh, there is. That's right. But it only lets you do 10 messages, right?
Yes.
You're going...
You know, it pays somebody... People like to try and before they buy kind of thing.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. So you might want to try before you buy, as Hope says very wisely. But you're going to get
it. It's worth it if you buy it.
Yes. It's not going to be from the creator above. It's going to be from the creator of the software, is what I was going to say. But Hope is right. You should definitely do the... and we're going to pause the recorder right here, and we're going to come back with the exact URL where you can. Now, I will tell you that it is I think I paid $32, and there might even be a PayPal button. In fact, I think there is. But after you receive the emails, you'll receive a zip folder, and then you'll receive a key. And that was the important thing. Now, Hope, tell them what we have to do in order to install the key.
Now, if you install the program and you just automatically buy the program right from the beginning and you install the program but you have not yet opened the program and you try to install the key, it won't take it.
Won't
Windows
work.
Says Windows cannot open this file. You have to open the program. I guess it's giving the computer like an imprint of the program so that the key, I don't know, because you're already installing it, so I don't understand what the problem is. But you have to put the key in the program directory.
Yes.
That the program is installed. So it'll be, in the ABC directory, in my program folders, or wherever you have your programs happening.
Exactly. Mine showed up right at the top. It said ABC Amber.
Mine did as well.
There you go. And then you open your ABC Amber in program files, and you drop the key in there.
But you must open the program before you install the key.
Yes!
Or it will not take
work.
It says, sorry.
And for those of you who are wondering, my phone is ringing and it's sort of got me distracted. The person tells you, the writer of the software, or the programmer, tells you that you should save the key because you may have to reinstall the program. So, there you have it. We're coming back with the URL.
I have a question, though.
Okay.
Once you're done, we have finished, we have moved the files, and you said I was in the NHNE folder. But this is the folder that I created.
That's true. This is the folder that you created with ABC. Yeah. When you created it on the desktop, it takes you to the folder that you have your messages saved, that you have your messages kind of, rooted to, in a way.
So I am now
newly created ABC folder.
And I have to go into Outlook and delete
That's the other step of the thing, folks.
That's...
Now you can go into the BCT folders
NHNE.
That you all have on your computers.
Yes, exactly!
And you can delete the 10,000... Oh, no. Maria actually is the archivist of BCT, and she has many thousands of messages. But now, she has many thousands of messages that are manageable, you know,
Mental
as
Man.
HTML.
Desk.
So, and no more oh, in Outlook her Express. Outlook Express.
Enter. Inbox, Outlook Express.
It speeds up Outlook Express tremendously.
Shift add, folder list preview,
yes.
Inbox.
So I'm going to NHN.
Level 3, NHNE, 29-45.
And you're going to...
Delete. And it'll say...
Don't delete your folder, though. Tell
oh, that's right. Thank you.
Select all.
Add yeah. Outlook Express message list view unread NHNE news news one-third of U.S. adults diabetic, 529-2062, oh, wow. 1 of 938. To move to items, use the arrow
select
keys.
Select all.
Unread message. NHNE news news one-third of U.S. message deleted.
Now...
It clinked at us, but they're gone. Now you have to go to your deleted items and delete them from there.
Hmm. Now, what you can do also...
right
is
from here?
You can...
Well, you have to...
I have to tap out.
Yeah, folder list preview.
You can also do...
Yes?
And all... This is just a hotkey. Mm-hmm. Or a keyboard keystroke thing. If you don't want to go to your deleted items and you're doing other things or something, mm-hmm. Alt-E, go to your edit menu.
Alt-E?
Right.
Alt-E, menu active,
oh,
copy
yes.
Unavailable, control unavailable, C unavailable,
now,
to move through items, press up or down
okay,
arrow.
Press the letter Y.
Y, leaving menus, Outlook Express dialog, are you sure you want to permanently delete the contents of the apostrophe delete
now,
item folder? No button to activate,
no.
Press
so
spacebar,
tap yes.
Tap yes button to
and
activate,
enter.
Press enter.
Wow. That is brilliant.
Folder list preview.
And they are gone. You don't even have to select all and do all that.
Or anything.
So now, folks, Hope says... She knows the URL for ABC Amber. So here it comes.
Well, if you want the HTTP, it's www.processtext.com. Now, if you want to be doubly sure, you can go to the help file and you can look it up, but right. I'm positive.
There you go, folks. I thought it was / OE something, whatever, dot HTML, but you know what?
It is.
Folks, you'll find it, believe me.
It is.
This... Four.
Okay, well.
It's Process Text, www.processtext.com/OE. Backup?
Uh-oh. Fine.
Maybe
you
should
you'll
go
get
find
it,
it.
Folks.
HTML. Pause the thing and look at it, but I know for sure.
Okay, now, the end of the story on ABC, now that we're at XYZ, is processtext.com. And what I did was a JAWS find, and I looked for Outlook Express, and it gave me...
Link Outlook Express Converter.
Outlook Express Converter. So, there you have it. All right. This will not be an entire Excel 102 or something. But since we're talking about the A-list, I decided to use Ms. Hope Povenmeyer here of the Audio Mirror Podcast to help me go over autofill. That's one word, and I do believe it's A-U-T-O capital F-I-L-L. And we're talking about autofilling a series in Excel. For instance, if you need to put in the days of the week, let's say beginning with Monday, because we're talking about, for the most part, the actual work day starting on Monday. So you have Monday, Tuesday. I know my timesheet works this way, where it starts on Monday. It adds the other days, Saturday and Sunday, because people actually work on those days, but it doesn't start with Sunday, okay? But it has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it just keeps going, okay, for the amount of weeks needed. So instead of you having to put in Monday, enter, Tuesday, enter, Wednesday, enter, you get the idea, you can have Excel autofill in a series of days, dates, months, anything you want. You can even create your own series for autofill. Now, as we were before, we're using, I believe, Office XP, which would be somewhere around the 2002 version. I think this JAWS is 6.0. We're sitting at Maria's computer, and Hope is sitting here waiting patiently. You can say hi, Hope.
Hello. Well,
okay. And I actually taught this feature just a while ago in my Excel class. So, hopefully it is fresh in my brains. Here we go. Hope,
yes.
Would you please write, and I'll try not to do that again, talk over you. Would you please write the word Monday in cell A1, which we're in? And if you remember from the first podcast, if you do an insert C, it should read the cell.
A1.
Excellent. You can do your Monday.
M-O-N-D-A-Y.
And enter.
Enter. Land A2.
Excellent. Now, in order to start or to do your series, you have to return to the first item for your series.
Monday A1.
Wonderful. Series or fill, believe it or not. This is in the fill submenu. So you're going, which is found in the edit menu. Alt E will open that menu for you.
Alt E context menu. Undo typing Monday and A1 control Z R and repeat control Y unavailable.
We don't want to undo or any other redo or any do's. Now, folks, you can arrow down until you hear the word fill or the option fill. You may also press the letter I.
I, down control D unavailable, fill D.
If you wanted a series of, I forgot a step. Let us go back. Press the Alt key, Hope.
Leaving menus, Monday A1.
What a goose I am. We're back in Monday, and you need to then select the amount of cells to be filled. So you can do that, Hope. Select however many cells you'd like to be filled. With shift
menus,
down
Monday,
arrow.
A1. Select Monday A2. Select A3. Select A4. Select A5. Select A6. Select A7.
You know, my bad joke tells me that it sounds like you're starting something. A1, A2, A3. Anyway, that's really terrible. So Hope has selected some cells. And now we go back to...
Alt E, menu active. Yes. Undo typing Monday and A1 control Z to move through items. Press up or down arrow.
Let's press I.
I, down control D, fill D.
It was this down option that made...
I kind of forgot, but... I, being the student, wasn't going to challenge the instructor.
Well, listen, I have been challenged before. Okay, folks. So, if this is what gave it away for me. Hearing the down option, and I'm saying, well, how...
Unavailable?
Yeah, wait a minute. So, now all options are available. Folks, you can fill in a few things here. As Maria drops something into a bucket over there. And let us go down until you get to series. Now, before I allow Hope to do that, I want you to know that you can press the letter S. Hope, do whatever you so desire.
S, leaving menus, series dialogue, type of text.
Now, our JAWS is not nice enough to tell us that we are on the step value, as far as I know. If you do an insert 8.
Step value, edit 1.
Step value, edit 1. Obviously meaning it's going to go up Monday, Tuesday, one step at a time, depending on the first item of your series. We should shift tab. This is
shift
a dialogue.
Type linear radio button checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt-L.
The type. We don't need the linear just right now. We're doing autofill. So if we do an up arrow.
Type autofill radio button checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt-L.
It's there. And Hope, would you do an insert 8 again?
I sure will.
Autofill radio button checked.
autofill radio button checked, and we can actually just enter here.
Enter. A1 through A7, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Beautiful. Let's try it. By the way, we're not only getting a little Excel tutorial here, but rain! A storm! What'd you say, Old?
I said a storm.
Yeah. So, we're combining podcasts. Hope, do you have any questions so far?
Not so far. Actually, I'm going to ask a logical question.
Okay.
But a question nevertheless. What happens if you decide you don't want to go down, you want to go up instead when you're filling your... When you get to the edit menu, you go to the autofill, the fill submenu, it gives you down and, you know...
Oh!
I guess you have to have...
We didn't go through all the things you can do, but I think basically it's...
It's just going to go whichever direction you've selected,
yeah. I would imagine. You know what I say, folks? Try it.
That's it.
Okay? So, all right. Now, that's the first thing. Now, Hope, would you like to go through doing the months of the year?
Sure.
Let's move to B1.
Oh, okay. I was going to do a new sheet, but I can do...
Yeah. Tuesday, A2.
Well, wait a minute.
Land, B1.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Hope is really a fledgling and a newbie at Excel. And I've just really thrown her into the Excel lion den, really.
That's all right. It's been fun.
Excellent. We will begin by type... Oh, I wanted to tell you folks that you can type M-O-N. You can type Monday. Oh. However you put it in, it's going to do it. So you can do J-A-N for Jan.
Okay.
J-A-N. Land B2. F-E-E. Land B-E-Y.
You don't have to put in the two.
That's right. I knew that.
Feb B2. Land C2. Jan Feb B2.
Well, I'll just do this.
Do A. Land B3. Land B2. Jan B1.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Now you can undo it, by the way.
You sure can.
Thing.
It is a lovely. Undo is wonderful.
Undo. Undo.
Thank you for that riveting musical selection, Miss Povenmeyer. Now.
You're welcome.
Select down the amount of rows you would like to fill in for your months.
Unselected. Why select Jan B3?
Wait a minute.
You're doing beautifully.
Select B4. Select B5. Select. Select B13.
Excellent.
Select B13.
Now, before Ms. Povenmeyer goes forward... Oh. Okay. Or goes on. You can do this across columns or down rows. It doesn't matter. We just happen to be going across... we happen to be going down a column, column B. And the first one, we went down column A. But you can also do... let's say you wanted to start January in A1. You can also do February, March, whatever it is, April, May. You can do that going in column A, column B, column C. It just depends, again, on what Hope said. It just depends on which way you select. That's it. Okay, Hope, what do we do from now that you've selected?
Alt-E for the edit menu.
Alt-E, menu active. Undo type in Jan and B1, Control-Z to move through items.
Well,
press
no,
up or down arrow.
I really don't want to, in this case. Then, auto, or fill is I.
I, down Control-D, fill D.
So far, so good.
And then,
series. S for series.
S, leaving menus, series dialog,
yes.
Type of text.
Okay, then...
Shift tab. Type linear radio button checked. Type autofill radio button checked.
That's
to change the selection,
want.
Press up or down arrow. Alt F.
I up arrowed, by
that's,
the way.
That's perfect.
Tab. Trend checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
No,
Alt T.
I just want you to enter.
Shift tab. Type autofill radio button. Enter. B2 through B12.
Excellent. Now, it wasn't nice enough to read, but let's see if we got it right.
Tab B1. Land B2. Land B3.
Okay. We did something wrong. This is a good thing. Something happened. Let's go back up to Jan.
Jan B1.
Let's shift down again.
Select B2. Select B3. Select B12.
Okay. Alt E, I,
Alt E, menu active, undo I, down control D, fill D. S, leaving menus, series dialog, type and text.
Shift tab,
type linear, type auto fill radio button check, the J, enter. B1 through B12, Jan, Feb, Mar,
there
F,
you
A,
go.
It's really strange, though. It read it first, it said, you know, it showed that they were selected.
Let's see if we got everything.
Excel is Excel-ish sometimes.
Yes, it is. Oh my goodness.
Feb,
totally.
B2.
As all programs can be.
Mar, B3, Ab, B4.
Sure worked.
May, B5. John, B6.
John.
Joel, B7.
Joel.
Yep.
Og, B8.
Og.
Seb, B9. Oct, B, Nav, B, Dec, B12.
There you go, folks. Now, let's try this, because Lynette always does something bizarre here, so we're going to try to get it right. What if you have a something? I hate to use the word B-I-L-L, but what if you have a bill due every 30 days? And you want Excel to give you the date for this every 30-day bill. Let's move to C1, Hope. Oh, by the way, we can do a go-to. Control-G.
Control-G. Go to dialog.
C1.
C1.
Enter.
Land C1.
Wonderful. Okay. We can insert the date, for those of you who remember from Excel 101, with a control semicolon.
Insert a date, land.
Excellent. Now, let's see if Lynette's brains are screwed on correctly. We are going to choose a... Oh, by the way, this is a... I'm just going to throw out this keystroke. You can select an entire column, if I get this right, I believe with shift spacebar. Let's try it.
Select an entire row.
Oh, sorry. Let's do the control spacebar. Sorry.
Select an entire column.
There
select 529-2006, C65536, C1 through C65005.
Oh, well, thank you. So, control spacebar selects a column. Shift spacebar selects a row. Now, let us do our Alt-E-I-S.
Alt-E, menu act I, down control D, fill D. S, leaving menus, series dialog, type and text.
Now, again, JAWS isn't nice enough to tell us we're in the step area, but before we shift tab, we want to do the number 30. We want to press or type in the number 30 because we want our dates to be 30 days apart. So let's do 30. And I don't think we have to do anything else from there. I really think we can just enter. Let's shift tab and see what our options are.
Shift tab, date unit, day radio button checked. A change
the
selection, press up or down arrow, all day.
And shift tab
shift
again.
Shift tab, type date radio button checked. A change the shift tab, series and columns radio button checked.
Okay.
A change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt C.
Okay, let's tab forward one more time. Because I think we went one.
Tab, type date radio button checked. A change the selection,
okay,
press
good.
Up or down arrow, Alt D.
That seems fine to me. We should be able to enter.
Enter. C1 through C65536, 529.
And let's do an up arrow or something.
529-2006,
well,
C1.
Well, that's today. So let's hope that the next one is 6-something.
628-2006,
yes!
C2.
Excellent. Down should be 7.
728-2006, C3.
There you are. Every 30 days. And the beautiful thing is, we know that every 30 days is not going to be the same day.
827-2006,
so.
C4.
That's an example. Because August has 31 days.
There you go. So, there you have it. Now, let us do another series for those math nuts and people who like sequential things. And I used to be pretty good at this when I was in math. It was the only good thing I was good at in math, really. Let's go to D1.
Control G, D, go 1, enter, land, D1.
Lovely. Now, if you, for instance, this you can do this several ways, and folks, you can certainly play with it, you know, if you like, it's fine. If you need, for instance, Excel can sort of double as a database, and you can do all kinds of database-ish things, and one of the database-ish, I can't even say it, One of the things you do, for instance, in Access, for instance, which is a database, is have your records numbered. You can do that here. So if you want, if you need, heaven help us all, to just have it do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever, up to 65,000, whatever it's going to do, you can do it this way. You start your series, and folks, it can be any series you like, but we're starting and ending simply here. You're going to put the number 1 in D1.
1. Enter. Land. D2.
And the number 2 in D2?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
2. Enter. Land. D3.
Wonderful. You're going to return to the cell with the 1.
1. D1.
You're going to select down the column, however many, or you can use the global select. It's up to you. Either shift down or control space. There you go.
Select D9.
And Hope was doing it so quickly that it didn't say, but, you know, Jaws is Jaws-ish. Now, we can do our famous Alt-I-E-S.
Alt-E-I-S.
Thank you! Alt-E-I-S!
Alt-E, menu active. Undo typing 2 and D2, Control-Z to move for left eye. Down Control-S, leaving menus, series dialog, type and text.
Okay. Now, we do want to autofill this.
Shift-Tab, type linear rate, type autofill radio button checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt-F.
Enter.
D1 through D9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Now,
nine.
Folks, I must make a note of this to you. I just heard lightning, felt a drop of rain, and the sun is out. So, you know, it's kind of... the weather is having issues today. Okay, so you might have been able to hear... I don't know if you can hear it. By the way, I'm using the WS200S, and I don't. We have it sort of underneath the monitor, or the monitor, and I don't know how much of the air conditioning you're hearing or the storm outside, but the sun is out, and it's raining, and it's thundering, so... That, folks, friends and neighbors, is autofill. It's a fun feature. I think on the next... the next time I do autofill, I will show you how to create. Okay. I will. With the sun out, folks! I will show you how to create a series for autofill. That is, if someone doesn't scoop me to it. Alright. Thank you so much, Hope.
Thank you for having me on this podcast, Lynette.
You're very welcome. How, you know, turning this thing on is always challenging.
Oh, it is.
I got it.
Now, welcome to this installment of AVG Something Free. Now, where can we put this so that it kind of...
Put it right here under.
All under the room's ambiance.
There you go.
Okay. Now, I am...
App 71334754.
Okay. That's the installer file.
You might want to slow that down a little.
Yes, okay.
Right.
If you're posting.
So it can be in.
Are we posting?
I don't know.
Well, just in case.
Oh. Okay.
Slower.
Okay. Now, I'm actually sitting at Lynette's computer.
Cool.
And.
I might want to post it as to the Millennium Podcast.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, this is Hope Havenmeyer, by the way. And I'm going to, hopefully, successfully install this on her computer.
Think positive.
I am.
You will.
Yes,
I will.
Very successfully.
I'm going to press enter on the .exe file. And it will sign, and it will... Hopefully.
Enter. Open file. Security warning dialog. Do you want their tab? Always a tab. When files from a tab. Press of test. R. O. Tab. Run button.
Then
activate.
You see?
Press space R. Hold R.
Space. I could have just done that, but...
Next button. Then activate. Press space R. AVG re-edition dialog. Next button. Then activate. Press space R. Hold
you see, it's going to forever keep doing that. speeding up.
Get faster, right?
Slower, slower.
All right. Now,
exit button.
It gives you this wizard, and you know, a typical wizard kind of thing.
Exit button.
And it's really not ready. But it's just...
Space, ABG pre-edition dialogue, exit button.
Activate, press spacebar, OD.
It's not always this, you know,
root jaws to PC.
Really verbose, not...
ABG 7.1. Back button, back button. A, we recommend you to update this software prior to installation of ABG 7.1. Update packages available on Roxio webpage.
Oh, Roxio. It's a Roxio.
Wear, among others, can cause problems with ABG 7.1. Installer has detected that there is an outdated version of program. Roxio Easy CD and DVD creator, which contains a bug that, among others, can cause problems with ABG 7.1.
Why?
We recommend you to update this software prior to installation of ABG 7.1. Update packages available.
If you don't,
Roxio,
don't worry about it.
Cursor, tab, back button, tab, next button.
To activate, press spacebar, all done.
It might still see, like, program files.
A shadow.
Yeah, because sometimes programs will leave annoying little file that you have to take out.
Space, ABG pre-edition dialogue. Don't accept button.
Activate,
this is a license agreement,
tab.
Obviously. We
read the following license.
Yeah.
Tab. Back button, tab. Accept button. Space, ABG pre-edition dialogue. Don't accept button.
Activate, press spacebar, OD.
It's another, it's about...
Tab. Back button, tab. Accept button.
Activate, print root jaws to meet with terms of the license agreement. Please visit freegrizzle.com for further...
Yeah, basically.
PC cursor. Space. Cancel button.
Activate, press spacebar.
Now it's installing. You just have to accept
ABG
the terms of...
ABG re-edition dialog. File readme sp txt. Check-in state. Cancel button.
Activate. Press spacebar.
It gives you a readme file. Which is good.
ABG re-edition dialog. S14F times New Roman B select installation type BS24. Standard installation recommended installs the product in the standard configuration, which is recommended for most users. Radio button checked.
One of two.
That's
to change the selection,
good.
Press up or down
the rest
arrow.
You have to pick files and stuff. There's that standard and guided installation again.
Tab, back button, tab, next,
next
button, space, ABG pre-edition dialog, next button.
Now, to get what it's saying.
With the ABG professional editions would be appropriate for your use. Use ABG antivirus in a business or commercial environment. The at least visit www.
Yeah, well, next.
PC cursor, tab, exit button.
I don't even need
tab,
it.
Username, edit, Lynette.
Type and text.
Oh, okay, it's gonna give, like, your account information and stuff, I think.
Tab, license number, edit, tab, back button, tab, next button.
No worries,
press
just free.
Bar,
okay.
Tab, exit button, ship tab, next button, space, ABG pre-edition dialog, finish button.
Activate, press space bar, hold F.
Space, button.
Activate, press space bar.
ABG pre-edition for Windows, ABG pre-edition dialog, file app 7.4, size, start in service, cancel button.
So it's just kind of gonna...
Do its thing. Excellent.
Now, the cool thing about this program, though, is it'll scan...
ABG pre-edition dialog. S14F times New Roman B installation complete. BS24.
Cool.
ABG pre-edition has been successfully installed. For more information about Grisoft and ABG pre, please visit www.tab.
What is it, Grisoft or Grisoft?
It's actually Grisoft, but it's...
Title is ABG tab.
We can close this because it's just...
Ship tab.
You know.
Alt F4, downloads, folder view is new, app 713, Alt F4, desktop, folder view is new, not selected, A, all record, A, ABC Amber, A, accessible, package, A, all email, address, A, another evening, A, audible, A, ABG B.
There we go.
Now, another cool thing
about this program is it will, right now it's sort of scheduled to scan, it'll scan like at 8 o'clock every morning, basically, for a virus, unless you can change that, I think. But, you know, even if you can't, though, it doesn't really, I mean, it'll do its scan, it'll complete its scan, and then it will close itself. If it doesn't find anything, and it doesn't slow down anything, you can totally, it has its own email scanner built into it, so you can totally do everything you wanted to do, and it doesn't interfere with anything.
Oh, good.
And it's just, it just does its thing.
What if your computer is not on by 8?
Well, then it kind of can't scan, because it's not actually... turned on, so then it will, you know, scan the next time it's on at 8 o'clock. Or you can do a manual scan. You can, like, open up ABG and it will say scan now button.
Okay, cool. That's good to know.
That's brilliant.
It is.
So, thank you very much.
So it just does it once a day.
It does once a day. Yeah.
It's very unobtrusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just, you're welcome. And it does its thing, and then it just and it closes itself. You don't have to do anything, basically. It'll just kind of...
Cool.
It just scans, and if it doesn't find anything, it'll close itself.
Okay. Well, I guess we can stop the recording.
Oh, well. Cool. Now I'll do yours. Oh, mm-hmm. At some point or whenever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do it later on.
Yeah. When? How do we stop this?
The second.
The second?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Logic would dictate that. But who's logical?
Greetings, everyone. My name is Eric Randolph, and I just would like to start a podcast of my own, my very first one. I like to call myself E-Pod. I think that's a nice name for myself. But this first podcast will be just basically summing up most of my school years, youth years, and just working my way up to where I am now as of today, which is Monday, May 15th, 2006. It's about 4:10, 4:15 in the afternoon. Anyway, let's see. I was born and raised in the Bronx. I'm still living in the Bronx. Of course, as we all do, we start going to school in preschool or kindergarten. I don't remember the school name where I went to kindergarten at, but I know my first grade, I was in a school called Our Savior. It's a private school. That's where I started. Before I knew that I had problems with my vision, which I am legally blind. But yeah, I was there for first grade. Me and my brother went to the same school, and it was cool. Got to enjoy seeing my big brother during lunchtime and things like that. That was nice. What else? I wasn't there that long, though. After I started realizing that my vision wasn't as good as I thought it was, I went in as usual and got checked out and went to PS90, CES90. Don't ask me what the call letters were for CES because I don't remember. But I know it was CES90, also known as PS90 in the Bronx. And I went there from, let's say, second grade all the way until fifth grade, when time to graduate in June of 1985. I started there in September of 1982. So then I had fun at that school. As we all do, you know, we do things that gets ourselves in trouble. But I wasn't a bad kid. I had great teachers. A teacher by the name of Ms. Nizerwoods and her assistant, Ms. Barcello. And I met a lot of good friends there. Some I'm still friends with today. And some I've lost contact with. So like I said, I graduated there in June of 85. Oh, I can't forget the little puppy love I had as well. The girl's name was Ebony, so Rodriguez, I believe, was her last name. I forget now. But she moved before I graduated, so we didn't have contact no more. That's what you call puppy love, huh? Anyway. Moving on, I went on to PS199 in Manhattan. That's where I went for my junior high school. There I really started having more fun and using my vision that I had at the time, looking at women, looking at girls, you know. Starting to, go into puberty and grow up as a young boy and going into a young man. And there I met girls that I liked more than the one I met in PS90. One girl in particular, her name was Felicia Williams. Wow. Anyway, I was there from September of 85 until June of 87. So I've seen a lot of people come and go. Some of the students that were there I knew from PS90 that had graduated before I did. And some of them that I didn't know but I met. And had fun there. I had a great teacher by the name of Ms. McGrath. She was the greatest teacher I think I've had after Ms. Nisewitz. She knew me well. I learned a lot from her. What else? Like I said, I was there. I actually learned to play more sports, basketball, and things like that outdoors. Riding the cheese box, as we like to call it, but it's also called the school bus. But we call it the cheese box. Went back and forth to school on the cheese box. And like I said, I met Felicia. I thought I was in love when I saw her from the first time I saw her. But wasn't meant to be. She was going out with some crazy boy. Anyway, I knew from PS92, anyway, but, we won't go there. Then I met another girl by the name of Sandra, another girl by the name of, Edna, then Tanya, so, had some good times there. There was another teacher I had in, 1986, September of 86 to 87, Her name was Miss Silverman. She was a drill sergeant when I got there, but my class was able to change her, I think, and make her a better person, which is always a good thing. After I graduated there, I was supposed to go to Truman High School, but no, I didn't go there. I went to the New York Institute for Special Education. It was called the New York Institute for the Blind at the time, but they had changed their name recently, before I got there, to the New York Institute for Special Education, NYISE for short. And there I really started my sports career and getting into things and, you know, playing sports more on the blind end of it, because I still had my vision, but I was introduced to quote-unquote blind games like goal ball. That's the love of my life right there. That's my sports. That's what a lot of the sighted people like to play baseball and basketball and football and call their big career. I call goal ball my big career. Hasn't been a good one, but it's still been a good career, a big career of mine. I was there from fall of 87 until June of 93, where I graduated with a valedictorian of my class, and that's where I learned Braille. I learned goal ball, track and field. Our school came in first place in track and field for a lot of the years I was there, except toward the end, and in goal ball for most of the years except toward the end. I joined wrestling for 1 year, didn't work out. I dislocated my elbow during one of the wrestling practices. That just told me right then and there, oh, this is not for you. So I stuck to my goal ball, which I still play to this day. And me and my friends formed a goal ball team, and we really have a good time going to different places and playing in different tournaments. Let's see, what else? My teachers at the Institute were Ms. Venturi for social studies and for Spanish. Español. Yeah, I learned a lot from her for Spanish. Miss Barksdale for homeroom. She was my homeroom teacher. I learned ADL from her. As well as some other classes. Tina was a computer teacher. John Hernandez was another computer teacher there. Vicky Tripodi was one of the principals I had. Ms. Cummings was another one. So I had a lot of good people I met along the way there. And after I graduated there, I went to LaGuardia Community College from the fall of 93 to the spring to the summer of 95, June of 95 to be exact. Transferred there and went to Baruch College in the fall of 95 and graduated in the spring of 2003 with a degree in human resource management. So, I had a long journey in college, but I was determined to fulfill my goal as getting my degree, and I did it. It was a long journey, but I did it. And I've been on a couple internships and things along the way during the summer, of course. Couldn't really work too much while I was in school. And I was supposed to go away to Virginia, down in D.C. the summer of 2003 to get an internship, but didn't work out too well. I wound up coming back after a month being down there. Came back. I went down in the end of May. I came back in the end of June. So, and since then I've been on a job hunt up until where I am now today. In the winter of 2004, the month of February to be exact, I went down to my old Amada, Baruch College, where I was a student, and went into the Computer Center for Visually Impaired People that I've known about. I was a student at earlier in the years, and I knew people there, and I knew that they had people being computer tutors there, and I like computers, and I love the world of computers, and I wanted to get involved in it. I was coached to try to go be a computer tutor earlier, but I never had the time to do it. But I did then, so I went in, and I saw Lynette Tatum. I'm sure you all know her. She's a wonderful person. She was the person that interviewed me, wanted to know what I know all about computers, the internet, what do I do on a computer. I do a lot of things on a computer. So she said, "Hey, you sound like you have a lot of skills, and why don't you come in and try being a tutor for the next seminar, and we'll see how you do." And went in and did that, and she said, "Hey, you know what, you're in." So I started my computer tutoring career from then, and I've been here now over 2 years, still tutoring classes from time to time. Might be even thinking to try to go into being an instructor. Why not? I have a lot of knowledge I can give to some students, but we'll see. Think that's about it. As of right now, where I'm standing, where I'm sitting, I'm here also because I was proctoring a keyboarding class today, and I'm waiting here until my class later on, about an hour from now. My Microsoft Word Level 1 course that I'm tutoring. So, think I covered a lot. Hope you guys wasn't too bored over the things that I've talked about. I'm definitely going to do a podcast on GoBall. I'm sure you guys are like, "GoBall? What on earth is GoBall?" But some of you in the blind community probably do know what GoBall is, and any other parts of the country that is listening to this podcast right now. And I'm sure you're going, oh yeah, that's a wonderful game. Or, oh no, that game's not for me. I don't know about that game. I don't know how you could play that game. Oh no, I love it. I love it. I think that is all for now. So, in case anybody wants to contact me, my email address is er310@optonline.net. Let me repeat that. er310@optonline.net. So it goes er310@optonline.net. You can email me there with comments and suggestions if you have any. Especially since this is my first podcast. I could be nervous, but I'm actually not. A lot of my friends and colleagues and co-workers and family members have told me, you have a knack for getting in front of people and giving a speech or just being able to speak in general. I think that's true. So, this might be a definite positive avenue for me to do podcasting more often. So, thanks to all that listened to my podcast today. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you was able to stay awake throughout this podcast. I wasn't boring to you. Take care, and we'll be talking later on down the line, I'm sure.
I know I was possibly going to end the podcast with Eric. However, how could I possibly not mention the fact that I got to meet and talk to, not just I, but a bunch of we crazy New Yorkers, including Jerry Hallaton, Dave Seifert, Megan Kelly, Hope Pavenmeyer, Maria Rios, and unfortunately I don't know the name of Larry's coworker, but Deborah something. Thank you, Hope. Got to meet with Larry at Carnegie Deli. So, and I put what I have come to know as Christian Waywell's theme on, because when Larry came into the restaurant, well, I'll just let you hear what happened. It was a joyous occasion, to say the very least. And Larry, if you're listening, it was my pleasure and honor to have met you.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey!